Approaching the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Tisha B'Av, the time when we commemorate, think, and mourn over the Churban HaBayis, and think about the averas that brought us to this, and the tikkun that can redeem us from this. In Mitzrayim, the Rabbeinu Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Eya Asher Eya, I'll be with you in this tzara, I'll be with you in the future tzaras. And the Mefarshim learn out from here that Mitzrayim was the foundation, the prototype for all the Golius that would happen in the future. The Sas Emes says that the Golus Mitzrayim, that is the Yesod, the foundation for all the Golius. And the redemption, therefore, from Mitzrayim, the Geula that occurred then is a prototype for all future Geulas. What was the Chet that brought to the Geulas Mitzrayim? It's known that Chazal say when Avraham Avinu said, Bama Edo, Kiarashena, there was this Mashuhu B'Mashuhu, this Kefi Madregasa, which we cannot even begin to fathom, this Chuta Saira of Chasarin and Amuna Kivyochol, that necessitated the Golos. Chazal say elsewhere that it was the jealousy that the brothers of Yosef had for his brothers because he had the Ketanus Pasim. They sold him down to Mitzrayim. That brought the Golus Mitzrayim. In fact, there are both reasons. The Golus came about because of a pagam, a chasaron in Amuna, and because of sinas chinam. The redemption from Mitzrayim came about because v'yamen b'Hashem, they had Amunah in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, despite all of the suffering and the Golus of Mitzrayim, the bondage, the Shibud of Mitzrayim. They had faith, they had Amunah in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And it came about, Chazal said, B'shil Dalet Dvorim Nigalu, and one of them is Shloi Dibru Loshon Hara. Because there was the Achdus. So like Dibru Lashon Hara. And in all future Golias, we see this recurring theme. Chazal say that the Bais Rishon was destroyed because of the Gimel Averes Chamuras. One of those, of course, Avodah Zarah. A lack of Amunah, Avodah Zarah. And Bayis Sheni, Sinas Chinam. That recurring theme through all the Golios of lack of Amunah, Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah in its various forms, Sinas Chinam in its various forms. That brought the Golos. The Geula is when that will be rectified. The Beis Halevi says that in the Achris HaYamim for Bias HaMashiach, there'll be a terrible tkufa of kfira. A terrible tkufa of kfira. We see in our times, Rahman al-Utslan, that kfira is rampant. And the tikkun is to remain steadfast in the face of that kfira. And the Chafetz Chaim says that the tikkun and what will bring about Mashiach is if we're masakin the chet of Lashon Hara. And those are the two recurring chatoim. Those chatoim and the tikkun of those two chatoim. Oh. And that is what is incumbent upon us in these days when we mourn the Churban. To mourn the Churban, to mourn the Chilul Hashem and the destruction and the terrible suffering, but in addition, to take upon ourselves to be misaken, to misaken these chatoim, with tefillah and Torah, l'shma, l'shem shemayim, to be misaken the chet of sinas chinam, of lashon hara, to foster achdus and klal Yisrael, avas chinam, bez Hashem, the Rabbi Shalom should give us the siyata d'shmai and the kayach to be misaken these two chatoim and to witness the binyan beis hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu amen.